Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For all the new people that might be listening in, I started buildingfortunesradio.com a long time ago. It was towards the tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013. So it's been quite a while, and we did this because I wanted a platform for myself as well as our PM Marketing customers to be able to share whatever they were doing with successful home-based businesses. Well, today we have a really special guest. He's somebody I formed a personal bond with as well because he's a super-duper good guy, and his name is Brian MacArthur. And Brian is up in Canada. I'm down here in the United States. It doesn't matter where he is because he's got a worldwide business or a global business, but he just was doing something. We helped him build a website, and that website is howtolowermygasbill.com/Brian. So howtolowermygasbill.com/Brian. And we were talking about a couple of things. I said, you know, Brian, let's get on a radio show so people can learn a lot more about you and see how much of a great guy you are. And then also learn a little bit about this product specifically now because there's such a need for the challenges associated with inflation and things like we're going to talk about in just a little bit. But the first thing I want to do is hint that this is a way for you to lower your gas bill. Lots of people are looking at that as they are at the pump, and they're wondering whether they should bring their banker, their financial advisor with them as well, or maybe some gold coins that they might have saved. It's crazy out there relative to the prices of gas and diesel and other combustible items as well. So if you go to howtolowermygasbill.com/Brian, you'll learn a little bit about it. But the first thing I want to do is introduce a good friend of ours. His name is Brian. So, Brian, thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio.
Thank you very much, Peter. It is I am extremely happy to be here. We've known each other for 10, 15 years now at least.
It's been a long time.
Oh, big time. And we talk back and forth at least once a month and maybe more, depending on what we're doing. But you know about me probably better than my wife does at times.
That's true.
But for anybody and everybody listening, I'm from Eastern Canada, Prince Edward Island, and my wife and I have been foster parents for over 20 years now. We've had over 100 children in our home, and we're getting ready to get out of it. But I've always looked for things that can end up helping other people. And that's why Peter and I have become such good friends. And when I saw the product that we are going to talk about here in a few minutes, I said it's a no-brainer. And it is something that, especially with the way things are going now, that everybody really, really needs. And it minimal cost of everything. And it blew my mind when I actually found out what it was all about.
Excellent. So we've known each other for a really long time. And we've dealt with several different types of home-based businesses. Still are, you know, probably receiving residual checks from a few of them as well. But you were kind of winding down with the kids, and then that sometimes goes back and forth. Sometimes you're open towards taking in some foster kids, and you do stuff like that. So we've had lots of really great conversations with that. And with you being up in Canada and me being down here, sometimes, you know, I ask some questions relative to what's going on in your country with either politics or economics and stuff like that. But with recently inflation, COVID, the need to work from home, and specifically gasoline prices and diesel fuel prices, you know, we were both discussing different and various things, like how are people going to be able to make it? I mean, you got to make a few hundred or a few thousand dollars extra per month if you have, depending on, you know, the size of your family or if you have a family. But the reality is, how are people going to do this? Like, how in the world? You can't go into your boss and just say, listen, I need a raise. You know, if he or she likes you, they'd probably want to give you a raise to keep up with the inflation costs, but they couldn't because it's just not economically possible. So we're always talking about how do people work and make more money working from home. And the next thing is gas prices. Holy crap, you know, I'd say the gas
going
prices
right through the ceiling.
Going right through the ceiling. So that always begs the question, how do I handle this or what do I do? Well, one of the best things to do, I think, is find a product that you could use that you could probably add to whatever you're adding to, you know, as you're adding your gas or your diesel fuel, find a product you can add that could actually help you save money. So be better as far as a cost analysis where you would save more than what you're spending. And probably if it would work better as well, that would be a key point. And you were looking for something and you found a company that you're working with right now. So for those people listening in, if you go to howtolowermygasbill.com/Brian, you'll be able to fill out a little capture page there. But the reality is that, Brian, we were talking about that. So why don't you talk a little bit about that journey of how you found this product and what kind of results you're having, how people can join your team. Somewhere in there, in here, we'll take a little commercial break, but just not yet. So tell us a little bit about how you found this.
Okay. Of course, I'm retired. My wife and I are both retired, even though we still do fostering and have for 21 years, whatever. But what and where I came from in talking with Peter, and then just my connections with networking, I had this product that I have now, I was approached on. And I did my due diligence. I went in and checked out the company, the whole nine yards. And the thing is, I see on like Facebook and Messenger and different things like that, that like the price per gallon down in the States is anywhere from $5.75 a gallon up to $8 to $9 a gallon for gas, depending on what part of the country you're in. I know for us up in Canada, now you have to allow for 25% increase because of the dollar, but we're paying about $11 a gallon right now, between $10 and $11 a gallon.
Jesus.
And, you know, some of the people that are in the business with me right now are involved with the oil industry here in Canada, and they're telling me that the price of gas is not going to go down significantly for at least 3 to 4 years. And in the meantime, it is probably going to go up at different times. So it will probably end up being $12, $13, $14 a gallon. And, you know, for the ordinary person that's out there, like they're telling us, the people that know, that right now compared to 2021, for 2022, you have to earn between $6,500 and $8,000 a year to have the same standard of living a year and a half ago. So where are we going to find that? And I believe after being in this business for a short period of time, I can see where we have a product that everybody needs, has increased my mileage by approximately 91 gallons per tank on my mileage. So, in fact, where I was getting
now you said 91
in the range
gallons.
Of 200
you probably,
and about
you said 91 gallons. You probably meant 91 miles per tank.
Miles per gallon, better. Yeah. Like, yep. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like I've gone from 260 miles a gallon of fill up. I drive a Dodge van, and because we have foster children, we do a great amount of short hauls, you know, 10, 15 miles to 20 miles at a time, no longer. And so, but now with I've gone from 261 to 351 miles per tank.
Wow! Oh, wow!
And that's on a consistent basis, and with up here, like when I go to fill my tank up in the van, I $145. And now I'm going basically 90 miles more on a tank of gas than I was before. And to further simplify that, I used to fill up every 5 days. I had to. Now it's 8 to 9 days. So,
that's crazy.
And I'm going, you know, yeah, it just blows my mind. And I've had no trouble in talking with people and showing them my results. And the first thing they say is, where can I get the product? And I just look at them and grin. I said, you're looking at them,
wow.
I think. And, you know, I built in about 6 months, I've got over 300 people now either getting the pills through me and or have joined, you know.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about this, because I am familiar with, you know, we've had these types of products in the marketplace for a long time. I mean, you can probably go anywhere, even into a retail store, and probably find something that's going to be a fuel additive or something like that. And lots of them are liquids. And that would be really challenging if it was a liquid to be transferring between countries or even in just the mail, and probably even a little bit dangerous as well. So what is this product like? So if you were to say, for instance, I'm using these, you use the term pills, what are these pills or tablets like?
Okay, they're a wafer about 3 to 4 dimes on top of each other. That is probably very close to being the size of a wafer of
wow.
the pill. And it, like, our product goes back 25 years. And it has been a liquid, and it has been used with long-haul truckers and those and the big companies, because the only way they could get it was in 45-gallon drums. And it worked big time for them. And but if you own a Volkswagen, you're sure as heck not going to get a 45-gallon drum that you have to be adding a liquid to with an eyedropper into your gas tank. It doesn't make sense. So this pill, like, it the whole product end of it goes back to 1975 in that time frame, where the scientists that worked on this, there's been 6 Nobel Prizes for science given for this product that we're using.
Wow.
And in that whole time that they've been using in the 23 to 25 year level with the liquid and now with the pills, they've never had any reports of damage done to anything within the car and or vehicles, the big trucks and everything. They've gone through over 450 million gallons of fuel, and it is unbelievable what the product does. It cleans your motor, it cuts your emissions by up to 85%, and it, like with my van, it is not a new one. It's about 9 years old. And it's got a couple of 100,000 kilometers on it, but I've looked at after it very well. And, the van works and runs like a brand new one. You never hear any, you don't see any emissions coming out the tailpipe. You don't hear any knocking or pinging on the engines. And one of the main things that this does and allows you to do, if you're using high tests like 93 or whatever, you can go down to the lower 87, and it works just as well. Doesn't hurt your motor or anything like that. That's what the pill will do when it dissolves. And basically, the whole thing in regards to what the pill does, and that is it breaks down the molecular structure of the gas when it goes into your tank. And if you were to look at, I was at a meeting about 2 months ago, and they showed us a molecular drop of gas, and under a high-density microscope, and you could see all the different parts of the gas in there, and it was all different sizes and shapes and the whole thing. And then they did the experiment right in front of us, where they took the gas and a pill, and they dissolved it in the gas, and then we looked at it again, and all the molecules in the gas were all very, very tiny. They had all broken down to a very small size. And see, that's what is injected into the your injectors. And it does a very, very small, it burns all of the gas. And it puts a fine spray onto where it goes on the pistons and whatever. And I'm not a high-end garage mechanic, if you know what I mean. So I'm a little rusty on some of this stuff. But basically what it does, where you weren't burning all the gas before because it was going out your tailpipe. But now what it does, and they have the scientists and the backing to show that what happens is that it burns all the gas at a much cooler temperature, which is surprising. And because of that, you don't get any buildup, soot or black whatever, buildup on your injectors and everything else. And it basically coats the inside of your motor to protect it against everything. And that's the basics of what we have.
Excellent. Okay, good.
Peter.
We're going to take a little commercial break.
Sure.
But for those people that want to during the commercial break, you can go to howtolowermygasbill.com/Brian. That's Brian's site specifically. So howtolowermygasbill.com/Brian, and we will be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out pmmarketingsnetworkleads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networkleads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Brian. We're talking about a new product. Actually, it's not a new product. The product is 25 years old, but it's probably new to you if you haven't been using these things before. And Brian has recently become a distributor for that company many months ago, and he's got a team of hundreds of people already. They've been putting together some marketing tools, and we help them. If you go to howtolowermygasbill.com/Brian, you can fill out a form and then actually see the rest of the information about the company, the specifics, like how it works and, you know, the pricing and all those other types of things that you'll be able to learn as you go through the different websites. But one of the most important things I just want to kind of bring out is there's a lot of people that are looking for extra income. This can help you with that. Brian mentioned, you know, you're going to probably need anywhere between $8,000 and $15,000 per year to keep your lifestyle up, just if you want to not be sliding backwards. And that's after the government takes their slice of the action as well. Second is people looking to work from home. So this is a great opportunity for those people that might be looking to work from home as well and take advantage of the tax advantages of a home-based business too. So besides the savings on gas, you can also save on taxes. So talk to your tax accountant or listen to some of the things that Brian and his team can share with you about the benefits of a home-based business and taxes. The next thing is going to be to lower your gas bill, because that's a common thing. And unlike some of the concepts that maybe people in home-based business are involved in with health and nutrition or other things where people might have to change their mindset, almost everyone you talk to is probably driving a combustible engine, you know, a gas combustible, a diesel combustible engine. So unless they only have an EV, an electric vehicle, they probably have a need for this. And then also they're reminded every single week, as most people probably visit a pump at least once or maybe even twice a week, they're reminded of the need for, oh my gosh, this isn't going down. Next, of course, if you're environmentally friendly, this is a great product because it helps reduce emissions, helps reduce the amount of fossil fuels that you're using, all those types of things. So we can go on and on and on about why this is a great product and a fantastic home-based business. So, Brian, why don't you share with us a little bit more about whatever you want to share about the product or the company, and again, reminding people that if they go to howtolowermygasbill.com/Brian, they'll be able to have your contact information as well. So tell us a little bit more about the company and the products, and then how they get started.
Yeah. Like, the company that I'm with, you'll find out when you go into my site that Peter just mentioned. But they've been doing this and for some time. I haven't been in the company, Peter said, for months. I've only been in it for about 3 months at the very most. And I've got over 300 people in my group now. And it's building at the rate of up. We're getting past the point of where everything starts to explode. But one of the big things that I like about this company, there is no cost to join. And on your anniversary next year, you will pay $20 for a year. So it's very reasonable, and people can afford it. When you start to go into the company and start to buy it, it's approximately $100 U.S., and with shipping and everything to your home, it might cost $115, maybe $125 with taxes, depending on, and that's over my head, and I'm not sure. But basically, that will give you upwards of 35 pills. The pills go one pill per 20 gallons, up between 15 and 20 gallons. And I want to tell you, I'm saving my gas in what I'm saving with my van. I'm saving basically 32% on every fill-up. I'm saving, I fill up five times a month because of the traveling with the children, and I save on average $200 per month at a cost of about $14, or $15, $16. And it's a no-brainer, as I call it. And, I mean, the company is here for the long haul, and they've actually worked a deal out with the business that supplies the pills to them. The people that supply the pills come in as an investor in the company, so we're pretty well guaranteed a steady supply of pills. They're not going to pull out on it because they invested quite a bit of money into the company to get it started. But what it does and how it works in your tank is so unique. It does not, and it has not in 23 years. They've never had a claim against damage done to any of the vehicles, whether it be road tractors. And it's only because it was all liquid up until less than about a year ago. But the thing is that they couldn't put it out to people in a liquid form because a lot of transportation modes of moving that stuff around, they will not take liquid and having anything to do with fuel because of the explosiveness and everything else. So they had to come up with something. So they were working. The scientists that developed the pill were working on it for about 3 years and then have it all worked up now. So they're in, I think, about 85 countries of the world right now. And they have no problem shipping. And it's all getting up to full speed with the company. And it's almost hard to imagine when you tell something, you put a little pill in your gas tank and it'll save you 20% plus off your gas mileage every fill up. People say, they look at it and say, that's nuts. What could do that? How could a small pill? But when you look at there's a file in the back office of our company that explains if you're, you know, into deep science or whatever, it does a full. The first 8 or 9 pages are very easily understood by anybody and everybody. And then the last 5 or 6 pages, they go a little bit deeper, and you have to have a much better knowledge of science and whatever with the whole thing. But they've got three or four people that do Zoom calls with us every week, and they're based anywhere from, you know, 7 o'clock in the evening Eastern time up to 9 o'clock Eastern time. And it covers everything, and it's just par excellence what they have done to put this company together and how they're working with everybody and building the business.
Excellent. So for all those people that have creative minds, you start to think about, if I were to join this industry or join this business or buy this product and I wanted to become a distributor and maximize my income personally by building a team, think about how easy it would be for that team to build. You're talking about they could use their social media, their Facebook, their TikToks, their Instagrams, their all that stuff that they're already probably on right now. They could certainly use word of mouth. They can have conversations with people at the gas pump. Heck, you could probably just sit there with a little stand at the gas pump if they would allow you to do it, for those people to be able to get some interest. Almost anybody that buys a truck or drives a truck or a big car. And I'll share with you, it hits almost every household in different ways, but it hits every household as far as a conversation about the rising gas prices. Specifically, I'll use an example with my daughter. She's making employment decisions based on, besides the wage that they'd start her at, how far it is away from our house. So she drives a big truck, and she it's a pickup truck, and she said, you know, I'm not going to go on interviews past this distance because at a certain rate, based on the rising cost of fuel, it makes no sense. I'm lowering my hourly wage. And I know there's probably a lot of people out there that are making economic decisions based on the rising cost of gas. Now, Brian, if we had a crystal ball and gas prices were going to go down to $1 a gallon, maybe this wouldn't make economic sense. But the likelihood of that happening anytime in the near future is probably zero. I mean, it is probably zero. If you would ask most people, do you think gas prices will ever go below $2 ever again? And the answer is probably going to be not in the near future, for sure. Not in our lifetime. It's probably not for the next 5 years. You'd probably make a safe bet. Yep. So this is a building of a business that's going to be long-lasting and growing as more people are needing to make those decisions. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be driving to Tallahassee, which is about 280 miles away from my house, and we're going to be using my daughter's big pickup truck. And the reality is that we may or may not go to New York, which is 1,100 miles this summer, maybe based on the gas prices, which is insane that I would actually be even thinking about not taking a trip because of gas prices. So it's in the minds and hearts and wallet books of just about everybody. So we have about a minute left. I'll let you wrap it up. But for those people that want to learn more, make sure to go to How to Lower My Gas Bill. We picked an easy domain to remember, howtolowermygasbill.com/Brian. So, Brian, over to you.
Yeah. Thanks, Peter. And all I can say, if I wouldn't be on here talking if I didn't believe 1,000% in the product that I have. It would be different if I had just put it in my tank here two tankfuls ago or three tankfuls ago. But I have been using this now for 6 months. And my gas bill for the first five or six times that I filled up, it got better every time. It doesn't go from the bad, from what you started at to, you know, your best mileage on your first tank or second tank. You will notice a difference for sure. But it will take about five tankfuls just to clean out your engine and to get everything working well. But I cannot, in all honesty, say that I have made a mistake on this. I wouldn't be here talking to you if I even thought that. And I just want to tell you, too, for anybody that is looking for a second opportunity to make money, the pay plan that they have within this is quite exceptional. It's one of the best I've ever seen. And, again, it is free to join. It doesn't cost anything. Your anniversary, the second year, they charge you $19.99. $20. And that, you know, your pills will cost you anywhere from $3.5 to about $4.5 or $5 per pill, depending on how many you buy. And it will save you, I know from what I'm using, it will save anywhere from $20 to $35 per 20-gallon tank fill-up.
Wow.
And that's where you save and make your money.
That's crazy. Okay, good. So thanks, everybody, for listening in. We're going to make sure that if you go to buildingforceradio.com, if you go to the shows and you look for gas bill, so if you went to buildingfortunesradio.com/gas bill, you'll be able to hear this again. Or if you go to lower my gas bill, you'll be able to hear it again. So if you go to Building Fortunes Radio, you'll be able to hear this as well. But Brian, thanks for being here, and we're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.